Welcome to another episode of Review Improve, a podcast dedicated to practical growth in the 21st century. I'm your host, Sam Rust, along with my co-host, Mr. Bradley Luce. Brad, how's it hanging in sunny California today?
It's still sunny, about 80 degrees, and house prices are still outrageously high, and traffic is still bad. How about you in Colorado?
In Colorado? Well, weed is still legal, and we're actually supposed to get some snow tomorrow, so I think we've had some days in the 70s here recently. It's been just absolutely gorgeous, but got all my leaves raked up with my daughters. Got my basement painted and all aired out so I don't have to smell paint fumes forever. And now I'm ready for it to snow. Oh my gosh, the golf clap. I got the golf clap. Yes, yes. Do we need to mention Stratego again? No, we're not going to go there. We're going to save our audience.
Are you feeling inferior again? Do I do that to you often?
Oh my goodness. Stop, stop. We're going to end up talking about your goatee and how you bleach your man bun and everything else. We can't, there's so many places that we can't go. Just stop.
Just jealousy coming from you right now. All right. Anyways, this article. Yes. This one's an interesting one.
Jealousy. Oh my God. Yeah. We're covering today an article that noticed in entrepreneur.com. It's written by The Oracles, which is a content production group, a content partner of entrepreneur.com. The title of the article is "This Entrepreneur Crashed and Burned Out from Stress. Now he's on a mission to change the hustle lifestyle." Profiles a guy by the name of Daniel Thomas Hind. It was an interesting article. We were both discussing this right before we went live. Not sure that it's the best written article I've ever read, but there was interesting things contained in it. Do you want to give us kind of a sketch of Hind and in his progression before burning out?
Yeah, so he was, all his goal was success, and his success, his definition of success was a lot of money, big businesses, and being able to do and go places all the time. And so he just started working and started one company, then started another company, and started a third company, till he was just, the name of the companies were Evolution Eat, The Wild Group, and The Vanguard. But he just started going so much that his body just started breaking down, where he was getting really lethargic because he wasn't getting enough sleep during the night. So during the day, he'd be really lethargic. His health was not good. Just his whole body was just kind of starting to shut down because he was working too much. And so then he just realized that I gotta stop. I gotta get healthy again, and then rethink my strategy. So he sold off, I think, all of his companies, Sam, if that's correct.
Yeah, I believe so. Either that, or he lost control of them through the process.
Yeah, and so he really just revamped his health, took some time off, stepped back, and then came back and started a company on teaching people how to be successful and still be healthy and not burn out.
I think something that struck me was, you know, read this article shortly after finishing our show for the 10X method by Grant Cardone. And I think this is the poster child for what can go wrong with 10X and the 10X mindset if it's not balanced. I think Hind, you know, you mentioned a couple of his companies. He was involved with two other consulting companies, wrote a book. He was traveling the world. It was a really steep ascent for him over the course of about 2 years. And you get the sense that he didn't have a very well-rounded life. I think the article makes mention of him averaging 4 hours of sleep a night, not really having time for anything other than his businesses. I think that that's something, a good takeaway for me, that while we're talking about, you know, multiplying our goals and being as effective as we can be, that we're picking the right things to be effective in, and that we're being somewhat balanced in the goals that we're choosing. What I go back to Dave Ramsey's book, Entree Leadership, where he talks about the seven spokes of life. I don't have that in front of me. Couldn't recite all of them for you. But you know, it's important. We all have a physical component to who we are, a spiritual component, an emotional component. There's a family, there's relationships that are both inside work and outside work. And I think it's important that as, again, we're trying to be effective and good stewards of what we've been given in our time, our talents, our resources, that we're making sure that we're spreading those around and being faithful in all areas of life and not just pursuing a flashy career or success in business to the detriment of all else. That doesn't mean that we can't put intense focus on our careers or our families or our church at any given time, but all of those parts have to come together and be somewhat in balance, you know, over a little bit of a longer period of time.
One quote that really stood out to me, or that I'm going to rephrase some of this after I read it, because it stood out to me. He said, success does not equal stress. Successful people aren't actually busy. They're purposeful. They have systems and teams that execute their vision. True leaders know their zone of genius and that you have the most impact when you cultivate deep creative work. I would say that for the start, Dean's sentence, the success does not equal stress. I would say that success will have stress, but if you plan it out right and do things to the point where you are planning, you're doing, like you said, purposeful things, you won't have stress that will burn you out and wreck you.
Yeah, and I think that if you're pursuing an area within your zone of genius, to use that nomenclature, you're probably going to be enjoying what you're doing. Now, I think there's a fallacy out there that everybody, or that some people just truly enjoy every single piece of their work at all times. I think there's very few people that that's true of, even if they are in their zone of genius. But generally, if you are in that zone, you are going to feel a little bit more fulfilled, and you're not going to have as much stress. I would agree that just because you are experiencing success doesn't necessarily entail that you're going to have stress in your life. And then even if you do, you're going to have a much better platform from which to deal with stress. And I think that that's the important thing that that Hine points out here, is that you should be moving towards eliminating those things from your life, either through better systems, hiring people to do that work for you, or buckling down and growing your own skill set to be able to take those challenges on a bit more effectively and efficiently.
And two things that really jumped into my head as I was reading this was, you cannot control everything. And a lot of times stress will come from when you are trying to control things that you cannot control. And so then you're just freaking out because it's not going the way you want it, and you're trying to change it, but you can't because you have no say over it. And also, you, like when you start out, make signposts that if you see something, like if you see one of these signposts down the road as you're working, you know to make a correction. So if make a signpost like, hey, if I hit this certain weight, I know I'm not exercising enough. Or make a signpost of, if I start consistently leaving the office after traffic, after rush hour, that's probably a bad thing. Maybe I'm working too late or something. So if you, when you start out, I mean, that's just what my head started saying as I'm reading this, like, hey, make signposts when you start out. So like, oh, I need to make a correction right now so I don't get burnout.
So I appreciate you sharing that, Brad. So you live in a situation right now where you're leaving for work, what, 3 a.m.? You're getting home, what, 5:36? Yep. And doing that 5, sometimes 6 days a week. How are you balancing that? Obviously, you're leaning pretty heavily into your career at this point in time. How do you and Stephanie balance that during this season?
When I'm home, it's totally family. Like, there's very... there's really nothing other than this podcast, really nothing I do that doesn't include them. So in resting and relaxing with them, doing things, making memories with them. So it's either I'm fully at work. When I leave work, I'm fully at home doing stuff with them, relaxing with them, and making sure that I'm not neglecting that area of my life.
And hopefully, you know, this stage isn't forever, whatever that may look like for you. You know, looking forward to seeing what happens in your life in the coming months and years. And as you add more kids, that's going to get a little bit more challenging as well.
Yes. Yeah. And we also have had, like we said, when we started this lifestyle, we said, all right, at 3 years, we're going to make a serious consideration of, all right, are we ready to move on? We should probably move on type of thing. Like, that's our end goal. If anything comes up in between there and we say, yeah, we need to change, we'll change. And we're always asking ourselves, is this the best for our family? Is this best for us? But we did, when we started out, we did make that signpost of 3 years. All right, let's see where we're at. Let's maybe probably time to make a change.
Isn't it crazy? I mean, it feels like yesterday we were talking about whether you should move down from Seattle to take this job. But I saw on LinkedIn that you just celebrated your 1 year anniversary. That's pretty crazy.
It's extremely crazy. Time flies.
But I think an important thing that you mentioned, and that is that you and your wife are communicating. You came into this with a goal and a milestone at which you both knew that you would reevaluate, but you're not, you know, setting this topic to the side and treating it as a sacred cow between now and the 3 years. You're constantly dialoguing. And I think that's really important, whether that's in your marriage or other significant relationships in your life. I think that that's really important to be dialoguing those things and to be in good communication so that even when you are going through hard times and you're not home as much as you might want, or work might be taking more out of you than you would, you know, than might be optimal, at least you've talked about it, you've agreed to the reasons why you're doing it, and you're communicating about that moving forward.
Again, it goes back to you got to go in with a plan. Like, all this goes back into it with a plan. I think everything we talk about goes back to a plan.
Having a plan and then executing the plan is important. Coming back to the article, I think we covered a lot that's in here. I'm really curious to see where Hind ends up. He's fairly young. I don't think the article states his age, but he's definitely a millennial. I'd say in his late 20s. It looks like 29 possibly, but he's started, you know, 5 or 6 companies in the last 3 years. This revelation that he went through basically everything he'd worked for falling through his fingers and then reforming himself as a business/life coach really just happened in the last 9 months. So it's not like he has a great track record of living this lifestyle, A, and then B, taking this passion for a balanced life and trying to help other entrepreneurs do the same thing. So I'd be curious, in another year, is he still doing this? Or is he moved on to the next shiny object? It definitely seems like he's found his niche, his zone of genius as it is. But I'm just curious. I'm going to set myself a calendar alert for a year out and see if I can find any updated articles on what he's up to in 2019.
It's a good idea. Yeah, it looks like he's 30 years old.
30 years old. Okay. Excellent. Cool. Well, we will link to this article in the show notes. And along with a brief description of what we covered today, we appreciate you folks out there giving us a listen. If you enjoyed today's episode, or if you enjoy our podcast in general, please feel free to leave a review or a rating on iTunes or wherever else you've downloaded this podcast. It really helps us out and gives us good feedback. Even if you see areas we can improve, we want to hear from you. Please reach out to us. Again, we'll leave some contact information in the show notes. At this point, I think that's all we got. Until next time, we'll see you. Signing off.
See you guys later.